This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday feel like? Did you feel a little bit sluggish? Many people took 2 weeks off, couple of days off, a whole week off, whatever it was. Does it ever feel like it's enough, especially in the world that we live in right now? No is the answer to that. It really seemed like everybody was moving in slow motion to me today as I was going about my business on a crazy start of 2022. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us and for all of your support throughout last year and the many cards and emails that I received over the holidays. I truly, truly cherish all of you for taking the time to write me, to send me these cards, all that sort of thing. Bravo. Thank you. All right. So as I am putting all those cards into a box, and I have looked at all of them, and I'm taking the Christmas tree down that was Needles Galore. That's what I named my tree, Needles Galore. It was the perfect black spruce. I never even heard of a black spruce from Michigan. And I was so excited because it was just a symmetrical, beautiful tree, and you could hear the tree shedding. If you sat on the couch for more than 3 minutes, you heard it shed. So Needles is done with. That's a good thing. This is also a good thing. Elizabeth Holmes was found guilty. If you know anything about Elizabeth Holmes, boy, she was the toast of Silicon Valley. Everybody raved about Elizabeth Holmes. There were so many network features on her from left to right about what a brilliant young woman she was. Unfortunately, she was defrauding investors. What a crazy downfall for this former tech icon, right? Sometimes they do get the big guys. The jury returned no verdict on three of the charges concerning defrauding investors. And the other charges, though, that she was found guilty on, she's found guilty on one count of conspiracy to defraud investors, as well as three wire fraud counts, that's big, tied to specific investors. She faces up to 20 years in prison, as well as a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count. And that's that. I mean, it looked like this was a 15-week trial. It was so complex. I mean, this is in the middle of the pandemic and all the obstacles. Yeah, right? But the bottom line is, this, again, is a woman who was a Silicon Valley entrepreneur. And it was a crazy, wild case because she built up a startup, and her defense was trying to say she was a well-meaning founder who made mistakes as she was doing that. She did not intentionally deceive investors and others, patients, in order to help herself and her company succeed. But baloney. She was 19 years old when she started Theranos in 2003, and soon after dropped out of Stanford to pursue it full time. So she was under the radar. This is what happened. She was under the radar for a decade, and then she got all this press, and she was claiming that she had invented technology that could accurately and reliably test for a range of conditions just by using a few drops of your blood from a finger prick. So imagine that. You could go into a drugstore, which that's what was going to happen. You could drop your blood, just a finger prick of the blood, and poof, they would be able to tell so many things that were wrong with you. So the company raised $945 million with an incredible list of investors, including Rupert Murdoch, Oracle founder Larry Ellison, Walmart dynasty, the Walton family, and the list goes on and on and on. At its peak, it was valued at $9 billion. So she was what you call a paper billionaire. But she was on magazine covers. She was again, featured all over the place. But then the dominoes started to fall because there was a Wall Street Journal investigation, and they found that the company had only ever performed about a dozen hundred tests that it was offering using this blood testing service. And then there was this questionable accuracy about it. They were relying on third-party manufactured devices from traditional blood testing companies. So there, that was never an issue. There was nothing that was going to do that. There was no exciting machine that you could go buy at the drugstore that was going to tell you if you had cancer or any other disease. That, boom, get right to the chase. Let's just skip right to the chase and find out what's wrong with us. So, yeah, there was a lot of people that dumped some money into her startup that grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. And now finally, after all this time, because this case has been a very ongoing, long case, she falls off the mountain in Silicon Valley, and who knows what the sentencing will be. But she's definitely going to serve some time, perhaps a lot of time. All right, the fallout from COVID, whenever anyone tests positive, they always make a big announcement of it. So do you want to know? Jimmy Fallon, he started to talk about his experience with COVID. He wrote on Instagram that he tested positive on the first day of the holiday break, but only had mild symptoms. He said he was vaccinated and he had a booster, but, you know, he found out. So that was that. And, of course, all the testing protocols and everything else that normally he would do, that normally NBC did, they did do, and they found out that he, in fact, had it. And this is very similar to what we're hearing from so many people, right, where they've been vaccinated and boosted, but they're still getting it, Omicron, and they're having mild symptoms or maybe a little bit of a tougher time, but they're not ending up in the hospital. It's the same song that I was telling you, the song and dance over what's going on with these variants as we were heading into the fall. So nothing has changed there except for, once again, you have a very weary hospital staff, and I mean hospital staffs all over the country, as they deal with this and they brace for the impacts. And you have people that are working double shifts, triple shifts, crazy amounts of hours, and they're just absolutely exhausted. And that's the scary thing. And then in so many other areas of our lives, like the problems that we have with the flights, the holidays were a nightmare for some people who had booked flights, had gotten maybe to their destination, and then couldn't get out of their the spot where they were spending the holidays to get back home because the flights weren't there. They were being canceled because of weather and all the positive tests for Omicron. So you had flight crews that were out. You had TSA people that were out. You had all kinds of airport workers that were out. And that made for a really tough time for travelers who still found that they were trying to get home on Monday, probably deep into this week. It's the same thing. 7,000-plus flights canceled. And now you have a winter storm in the East Coast that has buried Washington, D.C., and so many other areas, cities in the Northeast, that if that was the place they were trying to get out of or get to, those flights also got delayed. All right, we just scratched the surface again. Welcome to 2022. Wow, I have to slow down when I say that. Coming up later, we got a mailbag and a man cave.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
There is a lot of things coming down the pike that could affect you and me. This show is about the buzz, as I always say, in my backyard and yours. I don't care how big your backyard is. We're all connected wherever it is that you live. And I'll tell you what, first off, what we have happening in D.C. is not a lot because, number one, buried in snow. I mentioned the snowstorm in the last segment briefly, and it looks beautiful among the incredible monuments in D.C., but it's kind of really pulled everything into a crawl, if you will, and that'll last maybe a day or so. But it doesn't matter as far as who's on the Hill because they're not back. You know, by the time they're fully back into the swing of it, we're a little bit deeper into the new year. Sometimes people don't realize that. Like, how many days off? What is going on with what's happening with our lawmakers? And so that's what the deal is. If we look ahead, the Senate is going to vote this month on legislation from Senator Ted Cruz that would impose sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the Russia to Germany natural gas pipeline. The vote is supposed to happen before the 14th, right? But somewhere around there. It was a deal that a lot of people didn't hear about. It was struck in December to get Cruz to lift his holds on 32 nominees for ambassadorships and senior State Department positions. So that's how this happened. I mean, so what does that mean? It means that they agreed to this, right? They agreed, if you look at it, it was like all of these foreign policy nominees, because that's what happens when you're president. You have ambassadorships to hand out freely to all your pals. And listen, do you want to be the ambassador to the Bahamas? That's one thing. But do you want to be the ambassador, I don't know, to the Ukraine? So a little bit different if that's what we're talking about, especially with what's going on over there. So needless to say, the decision to waive the sanctions of the pipeline forced Schumer to use floor time on nominees or cut this deal with Ted Cruz. So they cut a deal. He agreed again to lift the hold on the nominees so they would make this vote happen on the legislation to sanction the pipeline, which, by the way, the U.S. opposes but decided not to sanction in order to preserve relations with Germany. It's all a crooked walk, isn't it, as you try to put the pieces together. So the bottom line is, if I cut through this, this is one of the tools a senator can use in the minority party to force action on whatever issue it is. So the U.S. and its Western allies say the pipeline's going to jeopardize Europe's energy security and enrich Russian President Vladimir Putin. Do we want to kowtow to Moscow anymore? Do we want to do that? I don't think so. By the way, so where do these ambassadorships, you know, who do they go to and all that kind of stuff? It's always fascinating to find out. The Senate voted to confirm former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel as, guess what, the ambassador to Japan. So that's an example of what can happen. We'll see if the strategy paid off for Cruz for now. We'll see what happens on the 14th on this legislation to sanction the pipeline. And if it all goes, I guess, his way and it flows through, he's going to lift additional holds if the bill passes in the Senate and goes to the House and then the president's desk, yada, yada. It's all about that, right? It's all about that positioning. So that's part of what's going on behind the scenes. But that's actually a very, very big thing. And then the same old fight, just a different year, January 18th, Democrats and Republicans, another government funding deadline in mid-January. I bet you forgot about that, right? They shoved the president under the tree and forgot about it. But Congress cleared the current stopgap funding bill in December. The money's gone February 18th, so they have to go at it again and figure it out. So there's a lot actually getting ready to happen on the Hill, but it's not happening tomorrow because the House isn't even fully back in session until January 10th, right? But there are, they call them gallery group members who are in D.C. to plan in-person events, right? So they go to each other's homes, have dinners, have conversation about what's coming up. That's what a gallery group is. That's what happens. Different people get together and they talk about what's going on in Washington, the bills, the laws that could affect you and me that sometimes we don't hear about till something explodes, some enormous controversy. Senator Joe Manchin, no stranger to being the pawn in this whole thing, he says he's open to reengaging on the climate and child care provisions in Biden's Build Back Better agenda if the White House removes the enhanced child tax credit from the $1.75 trillion package, or lowers the income caps for eligible families. The holdback senators' engagement on specifics indicates negotiations between him and the White House could get back on track, even though he said pretty defiantly he was a no on the package back before Christmas on like December 19th, something like that. So it's all about the size and the scope of it, right? Remember, initially it was going to be like $4 trillion over 10 years or something like that. And, you know, you think about the Bureau of Labor Statistics is going to release its next consumer price index on January 12th. Last month's reading put inflation, this affects you and me, what you go to the grocery store, what are you going to pay? 6.8% for the year. 6.8 is what they're saying, where we look at inflation, and we haven't had to deal with that. So you're going to feel that pinch. I mean, I can already see it on eggs and milk and, you know, pick a product, whatever product it is. You go to the line to check out, and you kind of are thinking in your head how much it is, and just multiply that by maybe two, and it's going to be a little bit more than what you initially thought. The most confusing thing that's happening in my backyard and yours that is part of what's happening in Washington, but it's also what we just are dealing with the pandemic. Somebody asked me the other day, hey, Is this pandemic going to end? When does this pandemic end? And the answer to that is my crystal ball was broken last year and the year before and the year before that. So I got an eight ball, and the magic eight ball says, always, whenever I shake it on a question like this, ask again later. The Omicron variant certainly has complicated things. There is no light switch that goes on and off, we wish, right? Because this ultra-contagious mutant is pushing cases to these all-time highs and causing lots of exhaustion and chaos as we struggle to stem the spread of this time around. But we're not starting from scratch. That's a little bit different, right? What a disease specialist at Yale said that I thought was interesting is he said the newest variant is a warning about what will continue to happen unless we get serious about the end game. He says otherwise, we're never going to be able to eradicate or eliminate COVID. So we have to identify what the goals are. You know, what are the goals? How about to get rid of this SOB of a virus, right? So that's what he's saying. How do you tamp down on it? How do you get rid of it? And it shows that this crisis shows that we're not there yet. It'll become what they're saying is endemic. So it's like the flu is endemic. It's going to happen, but it's not going to be taking over our lives the way it has the last 2+ years, right? So, I mean, COVID-19 has killed more than 800,000 Americans in 2 years. The flu kills between 12,000 and 52,000 a year. So that would be different if you're saying, oh, well, it's like a flu, right? I mean, hopefully we're not going to get to a point where it's 2019 and we're going into 2020, and I don't think so, because now we know more, and people know more about their bodies. They know more about antibodies. They know more about choices. There are more opportunities for pills and other things that are being manufactured that can fight against this, and we're seeing some successes, thank goodness. But endemic is the word, so we would go from pandemic to endemic, and you just have to think of it like a flu, that it's going to be around, but it's going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be the same thing that we're constantly talking about and looking at numbers. Oof. I long for that day. Headed to the mailroom.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Children ages 12 to 15 are now eligible to receive a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Monday it's also shortening the time from 6 months to 5 months between being fully vaccinated to being able to receive a booster. Dr. John Brownstein spoke to Good Morning America.
even at the best children's hospitals in the United States with state-of-the-art care, some children who become infected with this virus will die from it.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will also weigh in on the Pfizer booster later this week. A judge has ordered charges dropped against two Bureau of Prisons guards who admitted falsifying records after Jeffrey Epstein's jail suicide. Tova Noel and Michael Thomas admitted their guilt in May in exchange for having the charges dismissed if they followed the agreement's rules for 6 months. You're listening to USA Radio News. New Year's Day started off with a bang in the Pittsburgh area.
The National Weather Service says a source of a loud boom heard near Pittsburgh was a meteor. It was heard around 11:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Weather Service confirming the sound was an airburst caused by an exploding meteor in the atmosphere. It says there was no seismic activity or thunderstorms when the boom rattled homes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A fast-moving redistricting trial over North Carolina's new congressional and legislative maps has started. Three state trial judges are hearing arguments which allege district boundaries approved by the legislature in November are partisan. The state Supreme Court told the judges to rule by January 11th. Appeals are expected to follow. This year's primary already has been delayed from March to May while the lawsuits are heard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, thanks to everybody who sent me virtual mail. 24/7, you can do it. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Welcome to 2022, the first crack at the mail. This one's from Larry listening to us in Lake Charles. It must be 104.1 FM. I know it's KLCJ, great affiliate. Larry says, oh, Kate, I'm so glad 2021 is in our rearview mirror. As you know, some of the wicked weather we had and the havoc that it caused us. So now that I have a chance to breathe over the holidays, I had a chance to actually stream a couple of shows. Imagine that. That's something I never, ever do. I'm more of a reader. But I've heard you talk about a few things, and one of the shows you mentioned once really stuck with me, and it's your fault. My wife's mad at me because I binged it. Yellowstone. Wow. How about that finale? I love it. Thanks for the recommend, and I would recommend that to your listeners as well. Hey, I'm sorry for the wife getting upset that you got really hooked into Yellowstone and you were binging. What were you, like in a lazy boy chair? I'm thinking this kind of honey-do lists are just sitting there on the edge of the table. You're just not going to get to it. You're just going to keep watching another episode. Yeah, Yellowstone's great. Kevin Costner owns a ranch, and in this ranch, there's all kinds of things happening on the Yellowstone ranch, and it's been around, actually, I want to say since maybe 2018, 2019. Somebody told me about it, and I just kind of started to watch it, and I love it. It's all about cowboying and what it's like to have this ranch life and what it's like to try to defend your land and the issues that come up in that kind of culture. And it's, I think it's just wonderful. And obviously it struck a chord. It struck a chord in some really small markets, I think, initially, and in areas where they completely understood Yellowstone. So you think of Montana. You know, we have people listening to us in Montana. You think of Montana, you think of Wyoming and those kinds of places, and they got it. And the guy, I was reading a story about this a couple of weeks ago. The guy who created this, or one of the co-creators, is this Taylor Sheridan, and he lives just outside of Fort Worth, Texas, and he's kind of owned the Heartland stories, you know, in the last couple of years. So this Yellowstone, there's a prequel to it, 1883, and it just had, Yellowstone just had its fourth season finale. I did watch it, and the ratings for the show have just shot up. It's like 10 million people watch Paramount because it's on Paramount streaming. It just goes to show you, if there's something good that people want to see, they'll find it, right? Especially now, we live in that era of, you just dig around. Someone starts to talk about it. It's what I say about the authors that we have on the show. If somebody finds good material, a good story, something they want to read, it's word of mouth, no matter how much advertising goes on. So Yellowstone got really, really big numbers, and Kevin Costner and the rest of the crew seemed to really gel. So anyway, I'm glad you found it. I'm sorry you got in trouble for that, but I completely understand. All right, this one's from Mac, who is listening to us in Iowa, and Mac says, he said it. He said, hey, Mac here from Iowa. Kate, I was wondering what happened with that conversation between the Prez and Putin. Is he going to make a move, do you think, on the Ukraine? And if he does, what does the, you know, what does the United States do? Yeah, if you're thinking if we're getting into a war with them, no. The phone call, as I understood it, this was last week, lasted for, I don't know, 90 minutes, something like that. You know how they clock these things, and then that's the release. By the way, the White House puts it out, oh, it was 90 minutes. So, and maybe less than that. And it depends on, as somebody who I know that speaks Russian translated for me, what the Russians were saying. So Biden supposedly laid out two paths that depend on Russia's action, right? One is diplomacy that leads to de-escalation. The other was more focused on deterrence. Massive sanctions, this is what he keeps saying, and an increase of NATO activity in eastern member states if Russia invades the Ukraine. So, yeah, bulking up to be the threat that's right there. Both Putin and Biden say that there were areas where they could make meaningful progress and where they also agreed it might be impossible. So there's more upcoming talks to determine what this is going to look like. The Kremlin said that Putin was satisfied with a constructive conversation, but warned that Biden's major sanctions would be a colossal mistake that could lead to a complete breakdown in relations. Ay, ay, ay. What's that thing about keeping your enemies close? And, of course, the Kremlin is saying that Putin is seeking concrete guarantees for Russia's security in the upcoming talks, and that success in the negotiations could probably normalize U.S.-Russia relations. What does normalize mean? What would a normalized relationship with Vladimir Putin look like? Where you're not constantly looking over your shoulder to see if there's a knife that's flying towards you? I don't know. I mean, right? Putin has demanded that the U.S. and NATO provide legal guarantees ruling out eastward expansion or military cooperation with former Soviet states, including the Ukraine. We want guarantees that you're not going to help them. Are you kidding me? So then they set up this phone call, and they've got another U.S. security conversation on January 10th. There's going to be security talks anyway. And then there's going to be Russia-NATO Council conversations on the 12th of January. And we'll see what emerges from that. I mean, but pretty much, if he's saying we want legal guarantees, he's saying this is we own this. This is our part of the monopoly board. So come as close as you like, but if you come too close, it's at your own peril. I mean, look, Russia's amassed more than 100,000 troops on the border with the Ukraine. And, of course, there's a fear of a large-scale invasion. And what kind of consequences would that have for Europe? So great question. Let's go to this one. This one is from Tom, who says, hey, Kate, I am so tired of COVID conversation, right? But how can we not have the conversation? I was golfing with a couple of my buddies the other day, and two of them said that they had tested positive for COVID. Not they were already in the clear, but they had tested positive during the Thanksgiving break. And since they were mostly working from home, isolation was easy. They said their symptoms were mild, but they didn't like getting the diagnosis. And I think there's so much misinformation. And then there's some grain of truth of what's out there that you then also have to decide, my God, what does this mean for me if I test positive for it? Well, we do know, look, the statistics show, I'm assuming that your friend was vaccinated or boosted, but we do know that depending on underlying conditions, weight, diabetes, all of that play a part in what can happen, your reaction to getting the virus. And of course, the Delta variant is a whole different story. But if it's Omicron, same thing. I mean, if you don't have any of those things going for you, I mean, if you're overweight and you have diabetes and you have all these conditions, then chances are it's not a great road that you're going down. And you may be one of those people that end up in the hospital. So much of this is what your body processes and what's going on. I mean, that's it. All right, on the lighter side, this one from Sam, who says, Kate, I'm writing you to tell you I'm very, very depressed, and I wish you could do something about it. I'm depressed because I really thought that I had a shot at winning the Powerball jackpot, but I did not win the Powerball. And so now the money has gone up, up, up. And, boy, somebody or some people are going to be very happy if they have the winning ticket. Yeah, so Powerball was on Monday, and it happened over the weekend, right, where Powerball fell on January 1st. And can you imagine winning that on the 1st? But here's what's interesting. So the jackpot claimed to climbed to $561 million after no winner on New Year's Day. So you check your lottery tickets, right, and see if maybe you're the winner. Maybe somebody won. I don't know if anybody won yet at this point. I have the numbers, and I'll say the numbers. The numbers are 2, 33, 13, 32, 48, and the Powerball, 22. 22. It would just be shocking. I mean, that's all I can say about that. Because it's so rare, the opportunity, for the chance that you would win the Powerball at that amount of money is rare for whatever the amount of money is, but for this amount of money, it would just be staggering. They say the first thing you have to do is move. So, because everybody that you knew, everybody that thinks that you owe them money, everybody thinks you owe them something, everybody that wants a handout, they all come knocking at your door, right? Because they know you won the big lottery. And in a lot of states, you have to say your name. They take pictures of you. Oh, that doesn't sound so good. All right, go from the mailbag to the man cave on the flip side.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to
invade the bad day.
Hey, man, I've been sitting back waiting for the moment, man, to see you run down the field again, brother. I told you from day one, this was going to be a tough move. You made it. You came through the fire. Be ready to see the light.
Hi.
Cause the prayer is ready for you to be back.
I'm from the pit, not the palace. I'm kind of stylish. Lifestyle lavish. Jump in the coupe with no mileage. Run it. Run it. Style it. I'm from the pit, not the palace. I gotta run it. Style it. Hit on the gas, make it growl it. Jump in the coupe with no mileage.
All right, that's the struggle. Antonio Brown with the. A song that he cut, a tune that he cut as he has left the field for the Tampa Bay Bucks, the Meadowlands, is a wild thing that happened, and it's part of what people are still analyzing or trying to figure out, I guess is the best way to say it, because how do you analyze that? But to give you a better description of what happened, the Buccaneers were playing the Jets, and they ended up winning it 28-24. But Antonio Brown chucked his jersey into the crowd. He ran off the field mid-game. So it was kind of shocks, sort of a shockwave. There were some security guards that didn't even realize that he was a player. That they thought that was somebody that had jumped onto the field, and nobody tackled him. But it's very strange. And after the game, his coach, Bruce Arians, said that he has no regrets about adding Antonio Brown to his roster. And Tom Brady, the quarterback of the Buccaneers, who also played with him, briefly when he was with the Patriots, said it was just a very difficult situation for everyone involved. And then there is this, because the Buccaneers, like so many other teams, are dealing with injuries or COVID positive tests and missing some key players. He still is on the Bucs roster as of Monday night, despite Bruce Arians, the coach, telling reporters after the wide receiver's meltdown he's no longer a Buck. So when he was asked Monday about the logistics of cutting Brown, he kind of said it passed the buck sort of to the front office, that it's up to the general manager on what he wants to do. So I guess the Buccaneers are talking to the NFL about how to move forward with the situation. I mean, the wide receiver is going to face some kind of discipline from the NFL because of the outburst leaving the stadium in the middle of the game against the Jets. And it just was a wild thing, you know, that would some other team with the opportunity to sign Brown, even how chaotic the scene looked, would they sign him? But I think the bigger picture is the organization is concerned about his mental health. That's the short term of this thing. If whatever the NFL decides punishment wise, if he was officially released from the Buccaneers, he goes through waivers, and does he get claimed by another team? And if not, he becomes a free agent. Would another team give him a chance? It just can't be explained. So, you know, he is a talented athlete, and I guess talent can always find a way, right? And he certainly helped the Bucs last year. And when you see what happened, though, where he rips off the jersey and flies down the field, and that's it, I'm out of here. Well, that's disruptive to the team that was trying to win a game, and they weren't winning the game. They came back with Brady-esque style and won it, but they weren't winning this game. They almost lost this game. And Arians said, his coach, that Brown never told him he was injured, and added that they had a conversation, you know, that and that he left the field. So he posted a goodbye note on Instagram and has been touting that new rap song you just heard there. So there's still some details as to what could have caused that, perhaps. What was the conversation with this coach? Why did he decide, that's it, I'm done, I'm out of here? All right, there were some really big things that happened on the second to the last weekend in the NFL, like the Bengals winning and claiming their division 34-31 over the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a crazy second half of that game. They played catch-up big time. Jamar Chase, incredible. 11 catches, 266 yards, 3 TDs for the Bengals. Joe Burrow, the quarterback, 446 yards passing, 4 TDs. I mean, they just pulled it out because the Chiefs were really looking like they were good for it. And sure enough, the Bengals had what it took when they needed to come through, and they came through in a big way. All right, Titans also winning their division, wrapping it up with an easy win over the Fish, 34-3. The Raiders' playoff hopes stay alive. It was a big weekend for goodbyes for the great John Madden. There were all kinds of tributes. Every single stadium had a moment of silence for the great John Madden. And the Raiders, of course, he was the coach of the Raiders. That was his team. This Raiders club beat the Colts 23-20. They put up 10 points in the fourth quarter when they had a really tough time scoring in the third quarter. And hey, they won this game, and they're definitely there right in playoff contention. The Patriots, no doubt, locked the door on that by beating the Jags easily, 50-10. The final there. The Eagles are in the playoffs. They beat Washington 20-16. This is an improbable team where they started off pretty good and then they started to fall apart and came back again. But they have a lot of key players that now tested positive for COVID. What does that mean for this next game against the Dallas Cowboys? And the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Cardinals. That was our game of the week. Nobody nailed the score, but 25-22. So Cardinals win it 25-22, and Kyler Murray has never lost in that stadium. He's from the Dallas area, and he had won many, many high school games there. He said he owns the place, and he, in the end, did own the place in a very close finish. And the Cowboys, I think, were just, I think they were sort of stunned, thinking that they were gonna be able to wrap this up as they came back and put up 15 points in the fourth quarter. But of course, it wasn't enough. How about the Saints? Who dat nation? Where are all my Saints people? The Saints beat the Panthers 18-10, so they're still in contention for it. The Packers, on a Sunday night game, wrapped up the Vikings, so they just demolished them. They have the number one seed in the NFC, 37-10. Devontae Adams, his favorite target, meaning Aaron Rodgers' favorite target, 11 catches for 136 yards and a touchdown, and Aaron Rodgers, 288 passing yards with a couple of TDs, and they had it all working for them. So the Packers also didn't have to play Minnesota's Kirk Cousins. He was out for that game. The Steelers' last home game for Big Ben. He did a little bit of an emotional victory lap at Heinz Field. After 20-plus years, the Steelers beat the Browns. They're still in playoff contention. That was the Monday night wrap of the week, 26-14. Baker Mayfield, I have no idea what's going on with him. He threw way too many interceptions and could not convert. They just could not get anything going. The Rams did on Sunday, as I reverse here for a quick second, and they beat the Ravens 20-19. Matt Stafford, 309 yards. I love Matt Stafford. I liked him even when he was with the Lions. And this was a big win for them. The Rams 12-4. How about that? A change of scenery did him a lot of good because he had the right people around him, and it just was the right scheme, the right people, etc. The Bills, in a very wintry weather kind of atmosphere, their home turf, knocked off the Falcons, easy peasy, 29-15. That was a nice big win for them. And the Bears beat the Giants. What a season it's been for the Bears. Not much of one. 6-10, but they beat the Giants 29-3. All right, it was all about football. So, yeah, we got 1 week left in the NFL. And, oh, by the way, college national championship. It's going to be Alabama and Georgia. A nice rematch there. Who do you like? We'll talk about that next time in the Man Cave. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.